Ganesh won the boon that he would be the first one offered worship in every religious observance. We bow to the respected great lord of wisdom. We bow to Lakshmi and Narayan, the goal of all existence and the perceiver of all. We bow to Uma and Maheshwar, she who protects existence and the great consciousness, or seer of all. We bow to Bani and Hiranyagarbha, Saraswati and Brahma, who create the cosmic existence. We bow to Sachi and Purandar, Indra and his wife Sachi, Indrani, who preside over all that is divine. We bow to the mothers and fathers. We bow to the chosen deity of worship. We bow to the family deity of worship. We bow to the village deity of worship. We bow to the particular household deity of worship. We bow to the established deity of worship. We bow to all the gods. We bow to all the knowers of divinity. Now, the Devata Pranam is, the whole puja is a compendium of references. They're pointing to various resources that we could study to enhance our spiritual development. Those mantras which touch your heart and which inspire you, they will point the way to the resources that you will want to study. Each of us, if I hand the same puja book to 100 people, I'll come back in a week and I'll find 100 different versions of the puja. Every one of us has our own puja. These are building blocks with which to make your own puja. The placement of the flowers is your own artistic expression. We love God with our own art, with our own pattern of our search. Each artistic expression is individual and unique. There is no wrong way to do puja unless you have a wandering mind. That's the only fault that you can make in doing your puja. When you design your puja, design it according to your resources, according to your time, according to your position, according to your place. There were many days while I was walking along the river, I picked up a stone and stood it on its end and said, Lord Shiva, thank you. And I took my komandel and I put it into the Ganga and I took some water and I poured the water over the Shiva Lingam. And those were the resources I had available. There were many times that I made homa with only leaves placed on a yantra drawn in the sand. Picking pebbles, taking grains of rice, if you don't have all the flowers, don't go to the market and wander around in the bazaar. Take the flowers out of your eternal resource. You've got all the resources available. For many years, I put down one towel, and I took muri, puffed rice, and I sang the chandipat, and I put puffed rice in the towel. And at the end, I would take some salted, we call it namkeen, a dalmat, a mixture, like a trail mix. I'd pour that over the puffed rice, and anybody, all the kids would come after their school, and I would give them each a handful, and I had the yajna and the prasad right there. There, many times I started a homa with, I had this much wood. I never thought that I could have that much. And the objective was to make the wood last to the end of the chant. And that was difficult.